Major League Baseball's regular season is winding down, but it will be a few more days before we know who will be in the playoffs. The four playoff teams in the American League are decided, but in the National League, only the New York Mets have clinched a postseason berth. Six other teams are still alive. Joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Let's get right down to the most dramatic storyline, the collapse of the St. Louis Cardinals. What in the heck happened there?
Well, it is one of the greatest end-of-season folds of all time, if it carries through to what's looking like a logical conclusion. On September 20th, that's just 9 days ago, the Cardinals led the National League Central Division by 7 games over Cincinnati and 8.5 games over Houston. They have since lost 8 out of 9. Houston has won 9 in a row, and Cincinnati has hung in there.
You say one of the greatest end-of-season folds of all time. I guess we should be looking at this in historical terms, then.
Yeah, we should. The team that's most frequently referenced in situations like these is the 1964 Philadelphia Phillies. They blew a 6.5-game lead with 12 games to go. The Cardinals were up 8.5 with 13 to go. Easy to see which ones could be worse.
So, turning to the field this weekend, who has the edge going into weekend play?
Well, Houston, simply because of the momentum. Roger Clemens pitches tonight in Atlanta. He's had the best earned run average in baseball since he joined the team in late June. On Sunday, could be a decisive game and a fabulous pitching matchup. Andy Pettitte for Houston, John Smoltz for Atlanta. The Cardinals, meanwhile, throw their struggling pitcher Jeff Weaver tonight in Milwaukee, and they've got two pitchers going on Saturday and Sunday who have at least done respectably during this train wreck, Jeff Suppan and Chris Carpenter, so they may have a shot there.
And that isn't the only tight race in the National League.
No, you got the Western Division, which will be won either by the Los Angeles Dodgers or the San Diego Padres. And the wild card, the best second place team in the league, will be either L.A., San Diego, or Philadelphia. All three finished the regular season on the road this weekend. They've all had compelling storylines. The Dodgers hit 4 consecutive homers to win that game last week. The Padres outmaneuvered the Boston Red Sox in some key trades down the stretch. And the Phillies dealt 2 starters to the New York Yankees in August, and they still have managed to stay in contention.
So we're looking at some good baseball in the next few days, but all this might not get decided until later in the week.
Right. The regular season on paper ends Sunday, but the Cardinals could have to make up a rainout at home on Monday against Barry Bonds and the San Francisco Giants, who, by the way, could knock out both the Dodgers and the Cardinals from the playoffs. And if there are ties among the finalists, there are going to be playoff games on Tuesday, Wednesday. The oddest possibility, all three Central Division teams finish with identical 81 and 81 records, and all three wildcard contending teams end up with 86 or 87 wins.
Those Yankees and their $200 million payroll have already clinched their division, the American League East. Can we predict a New York World Series, a Subway Series?
They're certainly looking like the two best teams with the biggest payrolls. The Mets have been far and away the class of the National League this season. They're going to be the only team in the league to win 90 games. It's only the fourth time in the last 25 years that that's happened. But the Mets have struggled in September, and their ace, Pedro Martinez, won't pitch again at all this year because of an injured calf.
And the Yankees?
One of the most explosive offenses in baseball, but their starting pitching is questionable, especially in a short series against mostly younger arms that they're likely to face in Minnesota, Detroit, or Oakland.
Finally, as this crazy weekend is wrapping up, you'll be on TV talking about your other favorite sport.
Yes, Scrabble. The 2006 U.S. Scrabble Open will be on ESPN at 6 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday. I will be behind the mic with Lon McCarron, who also does poker on ESPN. 2 finalists worth watching. One of them actually played in a cover band that once opened for the Australian group Men at Work. So there you go.
Word up. Great to talk to you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. He speaks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.